Hi, everyone. Thanks for finding us for another edition of the Spider Insight Podcast. As Richmond gets set to play its home finale this weekend against Lafayette, and will do so on the heels of a comeback victory last week over Georgetown. We will talk about all that today. Christian Gravis, Bob Black with you on our Spider Insight Podcast. CJ Tank Frazier, Spider defensive back, will be our player guest coming up here in just a couple of moments. Wow, Christian, what a win for the Spiders Saturday, the 31-24 victory at Georgetown. And this was a game in which the Spiders had more than their share of adversity. Things didn't go right, particularly at the outset. Fall behind 14-3, still behind in the second half by a two-score game, right? And had to come back from all of that, make a change at quarterback. I think this team showed some mettle on Saturday to be able to respond to all that adversity.
Absolutely. And, you know, seeing how the season panned out, we kind of got to the point where we're wondering, you know, what are they playing for? And we've talked about this before, and these guys are playing with a ton of heart right now, probably the most they have all season, and it's evident in this come-from-behind victory, considering all the adversity they had to come over.
You know, when you see a score of 31-24, you don't necessarily think, well, the defense really kind of won the game, and this was more complimentary football this week. We'll certainly get to what Ashton Snellsire did and the offensive touchdowns, J5 and Andrew King. But, man, the defense was so disruptive on Saturday.
Absolutely. Those guys up front, particularly Donovan Hoylett, who ended up being Patriot League Defensive Player of the Week, came up huge, 3.5 quarterback sacks. That's the most that the Spiders have had by any one single Spider since Jeremiah Grant did it last year against Towson.
And it really makes such a difference when that defensive line is able to get into the backfield. Because, look, Georgetown has some good offensive players, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, really talented guys, presented quite a challenge for the Spiders. And to be able to get in the backfield and be that disruptive, force a couple of fumbles, actually recover another fumble, which was a key play in the game, pretty impressive effort.
Absolutely. The ball was on the ground a lot during this game for both teams. But the one that stands out to me the most is at the end of the game when Braxton Lassiter is able to come up with that and sets up for that game-winning touchdown.
Thomas hands it up. Ball comes loose. Defender jumps on it, and Richmond says it has the football. Indeed they do, and a forced fumble and a recovery for the Spiders puts them just a few yards away from the end zone. Braxton Lassiter comes up with a football, showing it to everybody in the crowd. Massive turnover for the Spiders.
Pressure. You guys are just continuing to put pressure. That time, just a miscommunication between Thomas and the running back. And look, we've seen the ball go on the field.
Yep.
And I've been talking all game at this point, but the Spiders, when it matters most, when they need it the most, they find a way to jump on that ball. Spiders are in business at about the 6-yard line going in.
And you mentioned Donovan Hoylett. I mean, we've seen him all year long be really consistently good. He was consistently great on Saturday.
Claps his hands again. Gets the football, met with some pressure once again, and down he goes at the 35-yard line. Another tackle for loss for the Spiders and another sack. This time it is Donovan Hoylett getting in.
Going back and just watching the film and seeing it, and just his relentless pursuit to the ball is just unbelievable. The way he moves, the way he gets his hands up, it's just incredible to see somebody that has that high of a motor to be out there for as many snaps as he is.
And as you said, great to see that he was honored with Defensive Player of the Week in the Patriot League. And we'll get into this after we talk to Tank Frazier. But he's going to be going up against the Offensive Player of the Week from Lafayette coming to town this week. So that could be quite the matchup. Speaking of offense, the Spider offense did get a spark when Ashton Snellsire came into the game. And he really controlled the offense and made some great plays.
Absolutely. And, you know, I played 1 year of high school football, Bob, so I'm not going to sit here and act like I know what I'm talking about per se, but for him to be able to come in the way that he has throughout this season, not knowing that he has started games, but also coming in as a reserve later in games and being ready and being able to do what he has done, he is as good of a backup quarterback as any.
You know, he hits J5 on the 45-yard touchdown where he was wide open. I mean, that was a pretty easy throw. The one that gave the Spiders the lead was not as easy. I want to take a listen to the Ashton Snellsire to Andrew King touchdown pass, and then Ashton's comment to Matt Smith after the game.
Under 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Dawson, the man in motion. Snellsire keeps it. Back to pass. Floating towards the end zone. King comes up with a reception. It's a touchdown for the Spiders. Chris called it. Andrew King coming up with a touchdown grab. It is now the Spiders ahead 30-24 after the passing touchdown to the running back.
Andrew King is going to make plays, man. He is a mismatch when you get him on a linebacker in any type of situation. It's not going to happen. No linebackers covering him. That time he has a great eye for the ball because he wasn't wide open, but a great ball by Snellsier. Gets it over the head. King secures the catch and the touchdown. Great execution by the Spiders. Still 2:43 in the game, but the Spiders got to be feeling good.
So that's a really good high red special kind of play we got. And it's, you know, our running back coming out of the backfield with it. And I thought that he had a step. Honestly, one of the best I think I've probably ever thrown in my life. But, you know, it came at a good time. So it was a great play by Drew. He beat the linebacker and made a great catch. So really happy it came together for us.
Just the touch on the ball, Andrew King getting his hands out to catch it. Just a great play by both of them.
Absolutely. Just exciting, too. And you just to be able to pull that together at the end of the game the way that they did is just incredible to watch, especially given the way the season's gone in at this point of the year. You know, to see these guys rally like that is something special.
Yeah, you know, I think we're answering that question, and you've referenced it a couple times here on the podcast today. We've been curious, like, how is this team going to approach November not in the playoff conversation, have been so good in November for the last 3 or 4 years? I think they're resoundingly answering that question.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm like, somebody that stands out from this game is like Javion Griffin. Like, to see where he has gone through the course of his career to where he is now. You know, he's a senior, first ever 100-yard game that he had against Georgetown on Saturday. And he, you know, a 45-yard catch and a 52-yard catch. I mean, he's putting up big numbers.
All right, let's turn our attention back to the defense and bring our guest in, C.J. Tank Frazier, who was part of that defensive effort on Saturday that helped the Spiders to victory. And, C.J., I would start there. Christian and I have been talking about, like, there was a decent amount of adversity in that game on Saturday. How did you guys kind of handle that to get to the finish line and get the victory?
We just had to fight through adversity, you know. It was a dog fight all game, you know. The defense, you know, we had some up and downs during the beginning of the game, but we came together as a defense, and then we fought through it, fought through adversity, and got the win.
And as it turns out, some amazing numbers on the defensive side, particularly on the line and the defensive ends. As a defensive back, how much does that help you when those guys are putting that kind of pressure on the offensive backfield?
Yeah, shout out to the defensive line. You know, them boys begin after the quarterback all the time, so, like, it relieves stress on us corners because we know the ball's going to come out fast, and we just collision the routes, we get underneath the routes, and it's either going to be a bad ball or a tip ball, so we'll get our hands on the ball. So,
talk a little bit about just, like, kind of the vibe of the team right now. At this point in the season, you know, go on the road to Georgetown and come from behind and get a win like that. That's got to take some heart. Where's that coming from?
It's really coming from, like, today, like, practices, like, you know, practicing hard, practicing through, like, the cold weather, you know, just, like, not thinking about the cold. Like film, the extra lift that we do, just the little things.
Yeah, and going into senior day this weekend against Lafayette, is there some impetus to, you know, leave the seniors out on a high note, end the season well?
Yes, I want to leave the seniors out on, like, a big note. I know all the guys in the room want to leave the seniors out with a big win, so that's what we're going for.
Glad you guys brought up the senior aspect of this. I think we talked about this last week when you were part of the Wednesday media session, and that's just your feeling about still being a young guy on this team but being an experienced guy on this team. How are you kind of framing that?
Well, I call myself experienced, but at the same time, I still have things to learn, still things that I need to work on. But I think all the guys, especially the young guys, they're starting to get experience too. They're starting to learn more about the, like, you know, like the speed of release of the wide receivers and, like, how everything's, like, the plays, like, they're starting to, like, develop a better mindset.
I think you're kind of answering that, but one of the things you said to us last week about yourself was the game is slowing down for you now. What kind of did you mean by that?
What I mean by that is, like everything's just slowing in my head. Like, I'm not thinking as much. So, like, my freshman year, I was thinking, like, about the plays or about, like, what I'm supposed to do in this play. Now it's like everything's just clicking. Like, it's like second nature.
We've had a lot of guys this year that have had to step into starting roles not necessarily having that much experience in the past. You've played in 17 games now in your career, but you've started 14 of those in the last 10. What was it like for you personally to just kind of step into that starting role early?
At first it was like, dang, I'm really a starter. So at first I'm like, damn, I'm really a starter, because, like, being a Division I college athlete, you wouldn't think that, but, like, it's just shocking.
Shocking.
How have you handled that with the other guys? And now there are some guys who are actually younger than you at this point. How do you kind of help them along the way you were?
I just push them, keep pushing them, keep, like, saying positive energy to them, just positive mindset, just, like, next play, we're good, we're good, we're good, one of them, yeah.
And one of those guys that, you know, is an early starter like yourself is Tayshaun Burney. You guys are playing on the same side of the field as each other. I looked it up this morning. It's kind of crazy. You guys are both second in the Patriot League and 19th in the country in passes defended, and you're both teammates. You're playing on the same side of the field. Talk about working off each other and what that chemistry is like.
Tayshaun Burney is a very great player. You know, he helps me a lot in the field too, like what the different plays that we have. But we just both just come with the same mindset, just keep working, get better every day.
So you've got a couple of interceptions this year, but I want to go back to the one that you got last year, the first one. What do you remember about the one at Elon? Because not only were you a young guy on that play, but the guy on the defensive line who forced the pass was also a young guy, right? Jamar Hodges. Yeah.
Salopec claps his hands, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, deep drop the throw. Here comes the rush. He's hit just as he throws. This one will be picked off by C.J. Frazier at the 15-yard line, and he takes it back out to the 25. Tremendous pressure in the backfield by Richmond. That's the redshirt freshman Jamar Hodges who got in on the Elon quarterback for the hurry, and then C.J. Frazier with the interception.
That play was shout out, you know, Jamar, because he hit the quarterback while he threw the ball, and the ball was just in the air for a long time. Like, oh, it's about to be my first pick, and I just fell in my hands, and I just tried to run it by that time.
So what was the feeling of the first pick compared to the two that you've gotten this year?
This year I just felt more, like, confident, like with the ball in my hands. I'm just like, oh, this is mine, and I just get upfield and try to score.
Like we said earlier, we got Senior Day coming up this weekend. Not trying to rush any of those guys out of there, but what's the future for this Spider defense look like?
I think the future for this Spider defense is going to be very well. We just got to put things together, you know. For the summer workouts, we just got to work hard and, like, just do the little things. Like, the little things will play out.
What we're talking early in the week. We always remind our audience that we're taping this on Tuesday, so you still got a long way to go. But what's the early look at a Lafayette team that, man, looks like they're really lighting up the scoreboard?
Yeah, Lafayette's a very great football team. They have a great coaching. They have great wide receivers, a great run game. We just got to lock into the little things to execute.
When you talk about a great run game, how much does that kind of change your mindset to know, hey, I got to protect against the pass, but they may also need me to help on this really good running back?
Yeah, that's a really good running back. You know, we just got to stop the run. Just, you know, stop the run and then force them to throw the ball.
I want to finish up with you, C.J. Frazier, and we always refer to you, at least at the outset of the game, as C.J. Frazier. But as it goes on, and my partner Chris Anderson loves to do it even more than me, yes, it's Tank Frazier. It's Tank Frazier. Where'd it come from?
It came from high school, like I said before in the podcast last year. My homeboy, shout out Marvin, he had, we were just talking. He was like, you know, you be hitting on the field. I'm going to call you Tank. I'm going to start calling you Tank. And then in high school, they started calling me that. And then it just went on from there.
I think our audience can hear the smile on your face as you talk about being referred to as Tank. So we'll make sure we keep doing that. And we want to do that when you get that next interception and you turn it into a pick six.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
That's the next goal,
yes,
isn't
sir.
It? All right, Tank Frazier, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you.
Bob, when you see CJ play, when you hear him talk, you know, you have him up here next to us, you see that 757 football pedigree and kind of swagger, we'll call it a little bit. You know, nicknames are awesome, but they're even better when you can back them up. And right now, he's got 29 tackles on the season. 27 of those are on his own. So CJ Frazier truly is a tank. That's not just an arbitrary nickname.
I hope our 804 guys are, you know, going toe-to-toe with him in the 757. That is kind of fun. But, yeah, you could hear it in his voice, and we could see it. Just so refreshing. And I think that's the way he is, whether he's sitting here with us recording a conversation for a podcast or whether he's on the practice field or whether he's in the middle of a game like Saturday. I think he is already kind of gaining those leadership skills. He may not even know it, but I think as we watch him day in and day out, he's becoming a leader on that back line of the Spider defense.
Exactly, and that's one of the best parts of this job, I think, is just watching the development of these guys. So it's awesome to see it out of him. He's going to be a great player for years to come for the Spiders.
All right, now he's going to have a challenge, and the rest of the defense will have a challenge on Saturday against this Lafayette team. You know, Christian, so much of the talk in the Patriot League, and rightfully so, goes to Lehigh, fourth in the country, unbeaten. I mean, they are steamrolling people. But Lafayette's got a chance to win this thing this year and get to the postseason. I don't know if it was unexpected for them or not, but other than Lehigh, there's been nobody better, particularly offensively, you know, in total offense, in rushing offense, in scoring offense. This is going to be a challenge for the Spider defense, and their running back was, again this week, the Patriot League Offensive Player of the Week. He has had a breakout year.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at Lafayette's offense and what the numbers that they're putting up, you know, they're right up there with the best of them. And, you know, it's, everyone's been looking at Lehigh this year in the Patriot League, but really Lafayette has an opportunity now to, you know, they're undefeated in conference as well. So they have an opportunity to go into their final game of the season against Lehigh, you know, and fight for a chance to get that automatic bid to the FCS playoffs.
Kente Edwards is the guy that we're referring to. He leads the Patriot League, averaging 129 yards per game and leads the league in touchdowns. He scored 15 touchdowns. He's rushed for over 1,000 yards. So as Tank Frazier was talking about, that's one of the challenges this week. And I think maybe that adds to the Spider makeup this week that, hey, they've got a really good team coming into our house. And an opportunity to kind of spoil some things. No matter what happens, Lafayette's still going to play for an automatic berth the following week in their longstanding rivalry with Lehigh. But I do think this probably helps give the Spiders some juice on Saturday.
Absolutely. Senior day, come spoil a team's undefeated conference record. You know, hold them up a little bit. And I think it's going to be a big day out of our linebackers. That's kind of who I'm going to be looking to, considering Lafayette's run game. So guys like Peyton Seelman, Carter Glassmeyer, Blake Hauser, Tayshawn Burney, I want to see what those guys are able to do. And, you know, hopefully we are able to come in here and – or not come in here, but, you know, have Lafayette come in here and spoil, you know, the great season that they've put together so far.
And I just wonder how much it helps to win back-to-back games. I know each game is its own entity. They talk about that all the time. But you got to believe that they're feeling a little bit better. And, again, two more close games. I mean, every Patriot League game we've played has been a one-score game, so they're certainly used to that. But you just wonder if now having won a couple of those, what that does to the attitude and the makeup coming into Saturday.
Absolutely. These guys always talk about stacking days, stacking practices. Now we're stacking games, we're stacking wins, and, you know, we're doing it for the first time, back-to-back Patriot Leagues for the first time. This is also the Spiders' 600th program win, which is pretty cool. So, you know, if you can do two in a row, that's awesome. You could do three in a row, and the third being a really good Lafayette team that then carries you into the Capital Cup at William & Mary. Mm-hmm. That's really giving this team something to work off of going into the spring, the summer, and then next season, which really is what we're looking for, I think.
And would really like to see the offense step up as it did in the key moments last week to help win that game and do that again Saturday, because as good as the Spider defense is, I think you got to be prepared for Lafayette to put some points on the board, and then the responsibility falls on the Spider offense to do likewise.
Absolutely. We're going to have more of those big plays. You know, my game notes, we've been tracking those all season. I think the most we've had is six, and, you know, to come out, our offense is going to have to come out and be strong and put up more of those, you know, to make scoring opportunities for us and, you know, be able to overcome this really explosive Lafayette offense.
Hey, you mentioned it's Senior Day. Saturday, we're also doing a 25-year anniversary celebration of our 2000 Atlantic 10. That's correct. It was called the Atlantic 10 back then for football. Atlantic 10 championship team. So maybe that adds a little bit of a vibe. A lot of those guys are going to be back, and they'll be down on the field. So maybe some of that will rub off on our guys also.
Exactly. And one that's on the field anyway is Andrew Vogel, Dr. Vogel.
Right?
You know, he was part of that team. He was a huge part of it. And, you know, having him down on the sidelines is always awesome. And, you know, to be able to get to know him a little bit. So looking forward to having those guys back.
Let's keep Dr. Vogel on the sideline and not on the field.
Absolutely.
Week, okay. All right. That's going to do it for our Spider Insight podcast for today. Christian, thanks. Looking forward to Saturday and the home finale here at Robins Stadium.
Likewise, Bob.
And we thank CJ Tank Frazier, Spider defensive back, for being our special player guest. Bob Black saying so long. Come back with us next week. We'll wrap up the Lafayette game and, of course, preview the Capital Cup game against William & Mary. Coming up on next week's Spider Insight podcast.